Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Wednesday, January 10th, 2024. This is my pre-market report. Let's start off with, well, a few things. Number one, if you're paying any attention right now to the mainstream propaganda, they are really and truly trying to make the case why the United States must take further action against the Houthi rebels here, basically Iran, which you and I have discussed repeatedly. They're going to sell this to us, people. They're trying to figure out a way to do it. And in my greatest fear right now, because I know what they want, they want to expand war, as you all know. War generates the need for more borrowed dollars than any other endeavor on this earth. Liquidity is drying up. The system is dead. And the only way to keep it propped up is to create another monumental reason to pull cash into the now. And that means to expand war. And that's the theme for 24, people. I've been telling you this since last year. So, as you well know, Iran has a target over it with the words USA written on it. They want to bring Iran directly in. What this would do to crude oil, forget about it. You know, crude oil is the lifeblood of the system. Crude oil has been bottoming out now for months with all kinds of weirdness going on with Wango Tango and everything else. Okay. This would fulfill several needs here, drawing Iran in. And I really believe, unfortunately, they're going to sell this to us in a very dramatic way. So just be ready for anything. Okay, that's number one. Number two, the other phenomenon that's occurring right now, no surprise to you if you follow this blog, home prices on a national level continue to surge higher, outpacing everyone's expectations except yours and mine. You see, you and I have been covering this repeatedly over and over again. A lot of you were thinking I was wrong. I'm not wrong. Home prices are going to continue to surge higher, even more so when the Federal Reserve starts to cut rates, and that's not far off. Look, for those of you that maybe don't believe it yet, we are in the middle of a culling, elimination, and extermination of an entire class of people, not just here in the United States, but around the world. We are going back into a feudal system. We're creating a neo-feudal system. They are creating a neo-feudal system. And what are people doing about it? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. They're focused on the Bidens and the Trumps and the nonsensical thing that they throw at you to make you angry. Because that's the best way to keep people and fearful. Keeping people fearful, again, you can control their minds here. People should be taking action against central banks who are not done by a long shot. They're going to continue to inflate, create distortions across the spectrum of asset classes as they manifest this neo-feudal system, which is... it's a curse upon the world. Central banks are a curse upon the world. You all know that. But people are going to do nothing, as they always do. And then when this thing gets worse, they're going to sit back and say, well, we thought things were going to get better. We believed that they were going to put someone behind the resolute desk that was going to save us all. No. I mean, you know, forget about it. It ain't happening. Just in case you have any doubt. I don't know what you're thinking if you're in that group of people. And there are some. Ain't happening. This is a worldwide phenomenon. Any coincidence here that the system is run by these institutions, these central banks here? So yes, home prices surging across the board. Debt, personal debt, household debt. What did we find out yesterday? Credit card debt in the last 2 years, up like 40%. People are burying themselves as you and I had predicted they would, just to maintain the illusion. I mean, middle class existence, and all they're doing is making themselves slaves to the system. Again, as you and I have outlined what happened, it's an amazing phenomenon. We got a warning, okay, from PIMCO, the world's largest bond manager here. And I want you to pay attention to this because I'm laughing because it's exactly what you and I have been talking about. PIMCO was warning that more inflation is coming. Could you imagine how shocked I was when I heard that? Are you shocked? No. This has been, honestly, the biggest fairy tale that has ever been sold to the people of the world. More so here in the United States, because here in the United States, see, people are zombified to the highest possible order. In other parts of the world, people get it more so. Not you. If you follow this blog, I know you're on top of it. But here, people walk around in la-la land. They don't know who they are. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know why they're doing it. All they know is they are angry about what's happening here. And it's the division and the divide and conquer and the distractions and the look here and the don't look. It's the propaganda ministry. It's the tell-lie vision that is programming everyone here. And it's unbelievable, really. But that's just the way it is. But anyway, so with regard to inflation, we're going to hear from several Fed presidents today. We're going to hear from Neil Cash and Carry. You know, the freaking Lex Luthor of the Federal Reserve. We're going to hear from Lagool. I can't take it anymore. Lagool herself of the Federal Reserve. Loretta Mester, Fester, whatever. And some other freak. I don't know who the other one is. And they're going to come out and they're going to tell you a story as they always do. Don't believe anything they say. I know that if you follow this blog, you get it here. These are nothing but things. They're subhuman entities. They're not human, in my view. They don't have a human quality. They're going to come out here and lie to you, as they always do. And again, why? Because they can. There is no accountability at all. Zero anymore. Because no one's held to account. The public does not hold anyone to account anymore. And, you know, in many ways, because of the propaganda ministry, you know, people used to depend on the media to call out those that were lying to us. Now it doesn't happen anymore. The media plays right into it. The media is controlled. The flow of information is controlled, all to mind screw people into some type of false belief system. And that's really the truth. It's unfortunate here. So a warning from PIMCO about more inflation coming down the pike. Again, that's the goal here. Central banks' goal to inflate. This is why, again, why they have a 2%, the Federal Reserve has a 2% inflation target. Why 2%? You ever think about it? Why? No one questions it, because they have to continue to inflate. And 2% year after year after year is a humongous amount, and it empowers the central banks here. I'm going to tell you something real quick. Again, whoever they choose, and again, this is my perspective. You're entitled to your own. I believe this is a presidential selection. I don't think all votes count. Believe it or not, I'm allowed to have my own opinion. It's amazing today. There are many people who consider themselves free thinkers, but if you don't think the way they think, a communistic, socialistic way of thinking, then you're just completely wrong. People are allowed to have different opinions. You're allowed to have a different opinion. In fact, I encourage you to have a different opinion than me. Tell me where I got it wrong. In my opinion, it doesn't matter anymore. If we didn't learn anything over the last election, I don't know when you're going to start to learn. Maybe you need to be smacked across the face at another time. It's going to happen anyway. But whoever they choose to sit behind their resolute desk is going to play right into the Federal Reserve's plan here to continue to inflate. You're going to hear calls for a weaker dollar, which is going to happen anyway because central banks are destroying their own currency. They're sucking the purchasing power out to issue in this new tokenized system, which we have covered at length. They're going to call for lower rates and even negative rates, possibly. We've heard that before as well. All to empower the Federal Reserve and the central banks around the world who are the government. The rest of it is nonsense. And you won't hear any of this from a presidential candidate right now. They can't tell you the truth. It just won't happen, unfortunately. They have to sway you into a way of thinking. And, you know, it has nothing to do with what's right or what's wrong anymore. It's come down to something much darker than that. It's the masses who have been brainwashed in every way you can possibly think to believe in a system that is dead. And unfortunately, that's going to hurt a lot of people moving forward. Looking over here at the market today, the 10-year yield has come down. It was below 4% earlier. We're just about at 4% right now. The dollar on a relative strength basis is also weaker. Stock futures are relatively flat across the board. Trading didn't start for about an hour and 20 minutes from the time I am doing this lovely video blog. Gold, silver, and crude oil are catching a bid this morning. Cryptocurrencies are under some pressure. Okay, that's where we stand. You know the setup here. Okay. Anyway, like I said, let's see what happens today. We got some economic news that's going to come in later on top of what we already got. Home prices surging here. 5.2% alone year over year coming in November, which is outstandingly unbelievable. But this is going to play out to be much greater moving forward again. This is exactly what you and I have been speaking about would happen. This is the creation of this neo-feudal system. We started talking about this before anybody else. People, go back. Go back as far as you want to go to these videos here. And I'm proud to say that we are so far ahead of the curve, and that gives us strength. I mean, don't walk away from this video thinking that, you know, what you can do, again, is put yourself in the right spots, not just from a financial standpoint, okay? We need each other more than anything else here to get through what's coming. And this is a worldwide phenomenon. See, people are stuck in a box. They believe this is a phenomenon here in the United States alone. No, it's not. This is going on around the world. What we're seeing here is going on everywhere. This is central bank induced, and it is deliberate. They are destroying the world because they want to take it over. That's a fact. And they already run the financial system. They run the economy. They control the markets. They control our mode of transactions. They control everything. They control the flow of information as well. You know this. All right, people, I'm going to let you go. I hope you got something out of this video. If you did, please get it out there. Please share it. Those thumbs up, extremely valuable. Please give this video a thumbs up. I'll see all of you later live, 4:05 p.m. Eastern. We're going to get through this, people. Like I always tell you, I don't care what they do. We are way smarter than they are. I'll see you later.